This is a translation to the Tulsi Stava from Padma Puran, which is to be chanted on Dwadasi after worshipping Tulsi. And the blessing is that if someone does this, they will get free from 32 kinds of offenses. So you can look at number one and then you can see the Sanskrit and then see how the English matches up. O goddess, the Munis, Siddhas, Gandharvas, Naga kings in Patal, and the great demigods sing your glories. Even though they have counted many millions of your virtues, the demigods, except for Keshava, do not understand the full extent of your powers and glories. Born from Krishna's bliss as he churned the milk ocean, Tulsi was carried by Lord Vishnu on his head. Krishna Nanda Samudbhuta Shiroda Matanodyumne Utamange Utam Utamange Pura Dhyena Tulsi Vishnu Nadrita. I don't know how accurate this translation is. O Tulsi, I offer obeisances to you. When you are placed on Vishnu's limbs, you purify everyone. As with your leaves, I worship Lord Hari. Please remove the obstacles before me. I take shelter of you. That's number five. To bring auspiciousness to the world and to benefit the gopis, Krishna planted you and cared for you on the shore of the Gomati River. To bring opulence to Gokul and to be able to kill Kamsa, Vishnu served you in Vrindavan. Whenever it says Vishnu, means Krishna, obviously. Number eight. O you who are dear to the worlds, in order to become able to kill the Rakshasas on the order of Vishishta Muni, Lord Ram planted you on the shore of the Sarayu. Planting you is like performing great austerities. To you, O Tulsi, I offer my respectful obeisances. Number nine. When in the grove of Ashok trees, Sita Devi was separated from Ram, she meditated on Tulsi Devi, and for this reason she attained the company of her beloved. That's nice. So that means if you want to attain the company of a spiritual person, you meditate on Tulsi. I often tell people, they say, I want to come to Vrindavan, I want to move to Vrindavan, I want to live in Vrindavan. I say, worship Tulsi every day very intently. You must have heard by now. Because Tulsi awards residence in Vrindavan and apparently association with the Lord and devotees. To attain Lord Shiva, Parvati planted you, O goddess, in the Himalayas. Because she was born as the daughter of the Himalayas after the Daksha Yajna. She gave up her body, as you know, in the Sati rite. And then she was born as her name became Parvati. Parvat means mountain. The daughter of the Himalaya Parvat. And while she was in the Himalayas, she planted a Tulsi plant and was worshipping that Tulsi. This is a Puranic story. And by the mercy of Tulsi, she was reunited with her husband, her Shiva, Mahadev. So to you, Tulsi, I offer my respectful obeisances. Tulsi Devi, you are served by the Pitas in the Dharmaranya forest of Gaya. You, O sacred Tulsi, are served by those who desire auspiciousness. You are planted, Tulsi, you are planted by Ram, served by Lakshman, and with great devotion protected by Sita Devi in the Dandaka forest. So when they were staying in different places, Kishikindur, I don't know wherever they stayed, Dandaka forest, Dandakaranya, they stayed also in Chitrakoot, obviously. Wherever they stayed, they would plant a Tulsi plant. Because wherever Vaishnava lives, what to speak of God himself, Tulsi so dear is always on his feet and on his food and his water. Tulsi is planted there. That's considered to be one of the five symbols, five symbols of, in a Vaishnava house. These five things must be there, according to Padma Puran. One is Tulsi Devi, one is Bhagavat Puran, one is a conch shell, and one is the Garuda bell, the bell with Garuda on it. And the fifth one is Ganges water, or Jamuna or Radhakund, or some sacred water from a sacred place, like a bottle you have somewhere. They should always be there. Why are these things there? Because they're auspicious, first of all, and they drive away ghosts and so many things. They create auspiciousness. And primarily, they're used in the service. Most of these articles are used in the service of Krishna or the Shalagram. And lastly, because Ganga water is used for bathing, the conch shell is used for bathing, and then the Tulsi is used, and Bhagavat's used for glorifying.
And which conch shell, Maharaj? Lakshmi conch shell or the other growing
one? The bathing conch shell, which is usually the one that turns to the left, I guess.
Lakshmi
conch. Yeah. Because it represents Lakshmi. And in the Bhagavatam, it's of course Krishna.
It's supposed to be on the altar, Maharaj?
It should be visible, yeah. But it's not like you worship for money or something like that.
Yes.
All that stuff. It's just a symbol. Yes. Because actually there's a dialogue which we read in the English edition of Padma Puran, which we have. And the Yamaraj was talking to the Yamadutas, and he says, listen, if you want to know which houses to visit, visit the houses that don't have these things. So if anybody needs to buy I just happen to have a few extra Garuda bells if you need one. No, I'm just joking. I'm not like the Jyotish who's ever ready to sell you a number of stones. Oh, actually, you have a problem with the moon, you should wear a pearl. Oh, by the way, I just happen to have a few over here. 10,000 rupees and it sets you up. So these things are told. But generally, people buy these cute little silver bells that don't have anybody on them. But those aren't really, they're not really used. If you go in any temple in South India, you'll never find such a bell. They all have Garuda. Garuda. Sometimes they may have Hanuman also. In some Ram temples. But in Vishnu temples, it's always Garuda. And I was talking about Vaishnavas. So also Ram's a Vaishnava. So now, 13. As the Ganga, which flows through the three worlds, because there's Patalganga, there's Suraduni Ganga. Suraduni Ganga is flowing in heavenly planets called Suraduni. Sura means demigods. Suraduni Ganga. Then there's Alakananda Ganga, or the Ganga that's flowing in this world. Then there's Patalganga. You must have heard this term, Patal. Patal means hellish planets. So Ganga is flowing through the three worlds. The higher planets, middle planets, and lower planets. She flows, she's glorious, glorified in Shastras. So Tulsi Devi is seen by the moving and unmoving creatures. To meet Tara and kill Bali, the king of the monkeys served you, Tulsi, in Rishyamukha. Bowing down to Tulsi Devi, Hanuman crossed the ocean and, happy and his mission accomplished, returned home again. Tulsi is, the word Tulsi, as far as I know, means incomparable. No balance, like Tula. Tula means to weigh or compare or balance. She's incomparable. She's, of course, that's also Apurva. Apurva means incomparable. But Tulsi means no. What does it mean? Tulsi. Can't balance. Or, usually they say incomparable also. Matchless. They say matchless. So she creates so much auspiciousness that before Hanuman jumped 700 miles or wherever he jumped over there to Lanka, then he offered obeisances to Tulsi. So the idea is you're going to go on a yatra, whenever you're starting a yatra, you're going to travel somewhere, you should always water Tulsi and carry Tulsi dirt on your head, which many devotees do. Must have seen me going, if you ever travel with me, I always find Tulsi and I offer puja to Tulsi. Udaipur, Jayapur, Noida, any place. Because Tulsi, you see that how much success Hanuman, he didn't think, oh, I have so much power, everyone reminded me all my power, I just simply flex my legs and jump. No, devotee is always dependent. Devotee is never independent. This is one of the symptoms of Sharanagati. This to feel dependence on the Lord. Rakshishyatiti Vishwaso. To have faith in the Lord's protection. And feel dependence on the Lord. Because Hanuman, the mood is like this, although I have full power to do something, still I take blessings of the Lord. I don't feel that I have the full power. I feel that because this full power I have has only been given by the Lord, and He can withdraw at any time. Man, God gives and God withdraws. God gives and takes away. Like He gives, you may have the ability to speak. You think, oh, I can speak anytime, I can just speak. No, we always, that's why the Vaishnava is always praying. He may be speaking for 30 years giving lectures, but every time he's always praying for the mercy of Guru and Granga and Parampara and so many prayers. And I know one devotee, he's 80 years old and he leads out the kirtan parties, one sannyasi. Before he takes out the kirtan, he has a 1 hour prayer before he begins the Nagar kirtan, praying for the mercy to be able to distribute the holy name. He's 80 years old, sannyasi. He sits down with all the disciples, 150 devotees sit down in the temple and they sing all these bhajans in glorification of the holy name, Jeev Jago and all these kind of things. There's no other shelter in the 14 worlds and all these things. And just one bhajan after the other and praying for mercy. Then he says, then he stands up, says, Harinam Sankirtana Ki. And then everyone rises and then they go out of the temple and go out down the streets for Harinam. Feeling so much dependent and so much humble and so much insignificant without the touch of the Lord's grace. So this Tulsi is so kind that we take her blessings whenever we go somewhere, as Hanuman himself did. By touching Tulsi, one becomes free of all sins. That's why we touch her in the morning. We're clean, we've taken bath, we've gone to Mangalarti, we're doing prikma, we offer water, then we touch her leaf. Some people, they take the dirt and they put it on their head, and they concoct these philosophies like, oh, I don't want to touch Tulsi, I want to be humble and this and that. And all these things. On Dwadasi, we don't touch. We don't pick her leaves, we don't touch. But it's saying touch Tulsi. It doesn't say touch her dirt. The dirt you carry on her head, because the dirt is told in Panurpran, the earth and the base of any, wherever there's a Tulsi growing, that dirt is considered to be non-different from Brajaraj. It is Brajaraj. Even if it's Okla Khat or whatever, Khat or whatever it is, compost from Okla or whatever, they have this stuff. It's still, once in contact, when it's called Tadiyanam Samarchanam, things that are related to the Lord are equally worshipped. So as soon as it comes, just like if you have a pot of water and you put a drop of Ganga in it, then that water becomes Gangaized, it becomes Ganga. By the contact of that one drop, the whole thing turns into Ganga. Just like if I have a pot of water and I have electric wire, and I plug it in the wall and I split the wire and put the two wires in the water. What is that water now? That water is turned into electricity. You believe it? You don't believe it? You want to have a test? We'll make a big pot, big pot, and fill it with water, and you sit in it, and then we'll just put these two wires. It's a good idea. Haribol. So that means that this water turns into electricity by contact with something, higher agent. You follow? Use your logic. This is water. Is it still water? No, it's electricity. It looks like water, but it's electricity. It feels like water, it tastes like water, it looks like water. But you sit in it and see what happens. Water doesn't electrocute you. So you have these spiritual things, they have more power than this electricity. This is spiritual electricity. If you have some prasadam and you touch it to some other food, it becomes prasad. You can't offer it anymore. One hand you're holding prasad, the other hand you're carrying boga. So the boga becomes prasad because it gets transferred. You can't carry two things at once because your body becomes prasad. If you touch the feet of the guru, you have to wash your hands afterwards. It's not that you're purified, okay, you're purified, but now you're prasad. So you can't touch your beads. You can't touch anything. Anything you touch turns into prasad, guru prasad. So you touch the feet of the guru, then you have to wash your hands, so now you become pure again. This is the etiquette, this is the niyam in the Vaishnava circle. We think, oh, I touched the feet of the guru, and now I'm pure. No, I stay pure. No. These are laws. So Ganga is pure. It's Charanamrita from Vishnu, Trivikram. So when that drop of Ganga touches some other thing, it becomes pure. So whenever I get water, then I get water, I always put one drop of Ganga, one drop of Radhakunda. Yeah. So when you drink this water, it's filtered water, it's an RO filter, it's a good water they're buying. And then it's also Ganga and Radhakunda there, one drop. So the whole thing becomes Ganga and Radhakunda. So you're drinking Charanamrita. Or you're fasting from Charanamrita. Tomorrow you can drink Charanamrita. All this is in a Tulsi Stava. By touching Tulsi, one becomes free from all sins, O tiger of sages. In this way, one becomes free of the sin of killing a Brahmin. If one holds on his head the water that has washed a Tulsi leaf, he attains the result of bathing in a Ganga, or the result of giving 10 cows in charity. So in the Yajman cup, usually put a Tulsi leaf. Generally, put a fresh Tulsi leaf. Then you call the sacred rivers there, you put Ganga water there, and you take a drop of that and put it on your head before you do puja. So you're taking Ganga bath. Because that water is... In other words, if Tulsi leaf touches some water, the basic principle is, if Tulsi leaf touches some water, the water turns into Ganga. So what I do is I offer Tulsi to Shalagram and to Giriraj. And then that Maha Tulsi I keep in the kitchen. Whenever I drink water, I put Tulsi in it. So I'm always drinking Maha water. Plus it's also Ganga. By the touch of Tulsi. And it's also Maha. This way we purify our existence. We don't take boga water. These are principles of devotion. And these are understood intuitively by sincerity or in an indirect way by hearing. O goddess, number 18, O queen of the demigods, please be kind. O beloved of Hari, please be kind. O Tulsi, born from the churning of the milk ocean, I offer my respectful obeisances to you. Finally, a nice meditation on Tulsi is reciting her eight names and their meanings. Krishna himself worships Tulsi with these eight names on Tulsi's appearance day in Kartik Purnima. Krishna Jivani Nandini Pushpasara Tulasi Vishwapavani Vishwapujita Vrindavani Vrindadevi Ti Jai Aschanam Stavaki Jai Vrindadevi Maharani Ki Jai.